You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, fellas, I was thinking about this during the break. You guys were talking about the 12-team playoff here and, you know, David with the blitz. And I had a question for Rico, but you have to be willing to play ball now. Because this is not a Rico Ruin Sports thing. This is a legitimate question I have of you. So if I promise you that I will not impugn your character, you have to promise me you will answer honestly.
Mr. President, go right ahead.
Listen. When you were doing that exercise there and going through the 12-team playoff and all these hypothetical matchups, did that live up to what you hoped for? Did that all, no pun intended, did that move your needle? Like,
actually, yeah, it did, Mike. Because normally around this time, you have your local, it's like football, college football is in tiers. Your local teams that you just kind of hope win games. And then you have maybe five or six teams that you know are going to be in the top four. But the fact that now you're looking at it and it's like you can make a case for, you know, LSU. You can make a case for Alabama. You can make a case for a lot of teams, Indiana, to make the playoffs. It makes a lot of the games in November that you probably wouldn't care about interesting.
All right, so it does for Rico. David, 12-team playoff. You authored that last segment. As we were talking about it, did you have Rico's response where you're like, wow, this is amazing? Or did it fall a little flat? Because look, and I'm not trying to poison the jury and I'm not arguing. I'm giving you my perspective. You started bringing up teams and I go, that team's booty. Like, whoa, Kansas State. They can't throw a forward pass. Well, what about Tennessee? Or what about then? I'm like, these teams blow. Like, these are not elite teams. So I just, for me, and again, full disclosure, I was never a fan of the 12-team playoff. Where did it land for you?
See, this is supposed to be college football. So no, it didn't move the needle. But when you go with the premise of it's looking more like the NFL, then yes, it moved the needle. Because in the NFL, there's parity. Mm-hmm. There's lots of good teams. And there's horrible teams. But there's more good teams where you say, oh, my team is still in it. They got three losses. And you can say that right now with a lot of these teams. The LSUs, Rico's arguing about Notre Dame because of strength of schedule. They haven't played anybody. And that's the sort of argument happens in the NFL. So it moves the needle that way. But overall, because it's supposed to be college football, no. No.
And I guess what I would say, David, is the premise of college football has been evolving over years where it was the arbitrary writers pick the champion to how about we just let the two teams play, to okay, maybe we do four teams. It's been evolving. It's still games in college that you still want to watch. Because I guess to me, it hits that point when you just say, you know what, I don't care that Alabama's playing LSU because neither one of them could win anything. That's when you have a problem. But when you're looking at it saying, okay, this game means a lot because one team still has a path, and the other team, you lose this, and you're done, it extends the college football season to me.
But let me go back here, because when Georgia and Texas played, the feeling in the old days was
winner take all.
This is the game. You lose this game, it is over. And not having that feeling with college football saddens me.
Okay, see, now he's hitting on something that, look, I'm not bent out of shape about the playoff. It's fine, right? They want to do it, do it. And I still think the best teams are going to win. However, what David said, I can't lie to my audience. The feeling of college football is different for me. And that included Michigan State. Now, I have a baseline of dislike for Michigan that'll never go away. Like, if I could level the entire place except for the hospital, I would. My whole point is, it felt different Saturday. Well, I still don't like them, but it didn't have the same passion. And I didn't feel like the players exuded a passion. Now, from a Michigan State perspective, Rico, and I mean, look, you and I have known it for a long time as Spartans. Like, MSU's advantage was chip on shoulder, primarily Midwestern recruits. They're in the program for 3, 4, hopefully 5 years. Boy, do you learn a lot about that game. With 61 new players from all across the globe, right, it felt like what David said. It felt just like an NFL game. Like, look, I don't like the Dallas Cowboys. But Giants-Cowboys never reaches Michigan-Michigan State level.
True.
It was always different for me. But Saturday night felt like Giants-Cowboys.
But see, I think that Saturday night will be an anomaly. It'll be a unicorn, because I don't think that Jonathan Smith's going to go get 61 players every year. He had to do this year to get back on course. Now, I think as the years progress, you're going to see adding 10 to 15 players, but the other 65 know what this game is about, know what Michigan State's about, and they have that tradition to them. So, yes, in a vacuum, this year was different because, yeah, a lot of people figured out, okay, so this is the big house.
But
this
it's even what David is saying. I mean, Georgia, Texas was a great example. It's hard to be as hype because who cares who loses? It doesn't matter.
No, it gives you a chance to have a bad day. And it's put it this way. If they had this last year, Georgia still would have had an opportunity to say, okay, we had one bad day. Don't write us off because we're still the best team.
I want to know where people are at with this. Look, whether it's the 12-team playoff, look, we're over the halfway mark. We're in week 10. Sure, there's 5 games to go. And then conference championship weekend and all that. But we're deep enough into this where, is this what you thought it would be? And part two of it, maybe it's what David said and what I just said. Does this, if you're a Michigan or a Michigan State fan, or just a super fan of college football, does this sport feel the same to you? Because I think what David said, Rico, I'm not asking you to feel this way. What he said really stopped me for a second. It's starting to feel like a welfare version of the NFL. The NFL, there's not a passion quotient. You want the Lions to win, but it's like whoever you play, you play. They're just teams with colors and helmets. There's really nothing behind it.
But see, I think if you really want to break it down, I like the fact that it's this way because the tradition of college football, let's be real about it. You have 2 real games and 10 cupcake games, unless you're in a really hard conference. Other than that, you don't play anybody for the majority of your games. And you build up for those games. With this new system, it allows you to play a tough game. And if you lose it, you don't get punished and get kicked out. That's why nobody wanted to play anybody, because you just wanted the easiest schedule possible so that you could prepare for your 2 or 3 rivalry games and hope that you won those, and then you would be one of the top 4 teams. I like the fact now that you could play in the opening weekend and you can lose. You can beat Clemson losing to Georgia, but your season's not over in week 1.
David, ticket text. I tell you what, keep it timely. Nobody cares. Honestly. What a dead as a doorknob college football state we are living in right now. What a shame. Bit. Whatever. I could fill the lines talking Cade Cunningham. Think about that. The most rat, flea-ridden franchise in all of professional sports. I could fill the phone lines. You do a broad-based college football question, that is how detached these fan bases are.
Well, I said there's 2 tiers, and both teams in the state of Michigan are in tier 2 right now.
How dare you? How dare you?
Bet.
Okay, get out. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.